rather flimsy excuse this morning. The subject that is typed in your bulletin for this morning, I want to speak from that this evening. It's flimsy, isn't it? I think there's some reasons for that. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Some time ago, Joan and I were scrapping through some boxes in our basement. I don't know if your basement is like ours, but there are some boxes that are stacked over in the corner, some of which we haven't looked through for a long time. In fact, there may be a couple that we haven't opened up for years and years. Discovered some memorabilia in one of those boxes, memoirs of our past. A boutonniere on the bottom of the box that was crushed and fragmented, lifted out of the box and tried to sniff, see if there was any fragrance, and it was it's quite ugly, to say the least. But it brought back fond memories of a very special night in my life. I remember that evening I had a chance to spend with my friends at a very special banquet. And then the yearbook was there, my high school graduation yearbook, 1970. And it was interesting perusing through its pages and reading some of the notes that friends had written to me about how great a guy I am, or was. Brought back fond memories. It's a token of remembrance of my commencement from high school. And then there were tassels in the box, four of them. One that I'll never forget, it was when I passed from the cradle roll to first grade in our church. It was a tradition for all of the little ones to parade down the center aisle. I wore that little white gown and that white cap and that white tassel. It was in the box. Brought back memories of my Sunday school teacher, Mrs. Lyons, who is now with the Lord. Never forget her. She would distribute American and Christian flags, and we'd march around that room every Sunday morning singing, "Onward, Christian Soldiers." And then that little missionary bank, that monkey bank that she had, we'd put a penny in the monkey's hand and he'd eat it, and then he'd hold out his hat for more. The memories began to flash through my brain. The reason we were scruffing through these boxes is because we were having a garage sale. You know what garage sales are, don't you? Yes, some of you sit in the car while your wives go out and make their pilgrimage, and others of you go with them looking for baseball cards. And there was nothing in that box that I wanted to give away. Joan kept saying to me, "What are you going to do with it?" And I said, "Keep it, because these things bring back memories." Memories are important, aren't they? So important to us. So important to us. And they're important to God, too. Us remembering Him, and He's remembering us. "I will never leave you nor forsake you." All the words of Christ. "Come unto me, all you're weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Isn't he great? Isn't he marvelous? But we so often forget him, don't we? If God slammed the door of heaven on you this week, would you miss it or miss him? We're living in such a high-tech world. I call it high-tech, low-touch. They can take a piece of silicone and on that silicone put hundreds of switches that are able to do millions of calculations in the matter of a second. And in the wake of all this technology, sometimes we forget God in our workplace, on the campus, in the shop. Things are moving so quickly around us. It's so easy, isn't it, to forget Him, to be crushed by our schedules, be so active and busy that we forget God. I call it high frenzy and low faith. We're living in a world where the word party has become a verb. It was a noun. I remember when I was a kid, someone would invite me over for a birthday party. It was a special event. Now the phrase is, let's party continually. We can't sit still. There are too many whistles, buzzers, too many bells. I'm too busy to sit down and take time with God. Solitude. Do we really understand it? Or do we forget Him in this rat race of life? Do this in remembrance of me, He said. Do this in remembrance of me. And we can't forget who He is, and we can't forget who we are. We can't wander away from Him. We need Him so desperately. I'd like you to notice in the Old Testament, in Numbers chapter 15, an interesting token of remembrance that goes along with what we have experienced this morning. The nation of Israel, they were delivered from the captivity of a Pharaoh, that evil Pharaoh in Egypt, and oh, God so miraculously saved them from that evil one. As they came in, was invited to Russia in August to do some international ministry and do some very specific kind of evangelism among hurting cancer victims of the Chernobyl disaster. And the first thing that comes up in my mind is, you know, how am I going to finance this? How about you? Do you think that way? You know, how's it going to work? And I went home and talked to my father about it, and Dad and I prayed, and he said, I'll tell you what I'd do if I were you. I wouldn't talk to anybody about this funding. I wouldn't go out right now and talk to friends about, hey, I need money for a trip. He said, why don't we just trust the Lord right now for that airfare? And I said, okay, let's do it. We prayed. I walked out, went into an appointment with a friend. We sat down, known him for a long time. We were talking about ministry. And at the end of the conversation, we were walking out of the restaurant. And he seemed very uninterested about what I'm doing right now. But on the way out, he said, recently God has really laid on my heart a special burden for Russia. And I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, any chance of you having contact? Anyhow, it really happened neat. I just said to him, yeah, you know, there's an opportunity for me to participate in a mission. And he looked at me and he said, you know, I want to take care of that for you. You know, just send me your schedule. And I almost fell over. It was a surprise. The Lord said, you ask and He'll give it. What am I going to give you? I'm going to give you everything you need to serve me. Young people, young adults, seniors, you know this. God will provide everything we need to minister to people, to love people, to throw parties for the needy and the hurting, and to evangelize this community for God. We did not choose him. He chose us and ordained us that we should go and bear much fruit. I'm convinced that if we're going to bear much fruit, my friends, we need to be willing to reveal ourselves, to give of ourselves, and to be loyal to people. To be loyal, committed to one another and to this community. Some of you have served in this church for years and years and years. Don't give up. It's not time for that. You cannot resign from the Lord's work. You cannot retire from God's service. Be committed to people, to one another. Be true friends. On the inside, develop ministries that will help you, services within this church that will help you to interface with one another. Don't allow this congregation to be fragmented, for the senior citizens to be here and the youth to be there. It's just the opposite in the scriptures. The young will listen to the older, the younger women to the older women, and the younger men to the older men. And there's a merging of the church, and people are moving together and revealing their hearts and sharing their hurts and comforting one another. Oh, keep doing it, and don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. Be friends to one another. Community. Pray. Oh Lord, God, we love you and are so grateful for the way that you've received us without reservation, no strings attached, freely. Help us to receive one another this way. Forgive us for criticizing unjustly, judging. Take away the critical heart in the church today. Heal our wounds. Help us to build trust and understanding with one another. Communicate honestly and truthfully what we're thinking. Not to gossip or to lie about one another. Oh God, help us to give everything, whatever is necessary, to reach this community for you. The community, the whole community, and the divided community outside these walls. And the divided hearts that are represented here, the hurting hearts, oh God, help us, make us willing to give it all. And not to be possessed by what we possess. Suddenly use people and love things instead of loving people and using the things that we can. You promised that you would make all things available to us. You'll be loyal to us to the end, that our fruit will remain. Oh Lord, thank you for your loyalty and your commitment to us. And may we be committed and loyal to one another, our family.